But first this morning, the back page becomes the front page. We're going to start with the Socceroos. Were you up to watch it? Were you up to see the agony of that penalty shootout? The game ended 1-1. Australia crashed out after missing two penalties. Egypt scored all of theirs. The Socceroos World Cup journey is over. Let's talk to somebody who has covered it every step and every kick of the way, the ABC's national sports correspondent, David Mark, who is at the stadium in Dallas. David, thank you so much for joining us in this hour of pain.
Nick, what a match. I mean, that was the most tension I think I've ever felt at any sporting event. It was just, it was intolerable and such a heartbreaking way for the Socceroos to go out. They were absolutely valiant in the match. It was an incredibly even match. Egypt scored first in the 13th minute, but Australia hit back via a brilliant Aidan O'Neill cross and an own goal, but then it went to full-time, extra time, couldn't separate the teams. But then we saw in the penalty shootout, which is always that most heartbreaking way of losing a contest or a joyous way of winning one, Harry Soutar, Australia's captain and stout defender, missed, as did 18-year-old Lucas Harrington, and that was the match, and it was suddenly over.
David, you're talking to an Englishman. I know what it feels like to lose in a penalty shootout. We do it virtually every tournament. It's a bit of a kind of national sport for us. It is a tough way to crash out. Look, the Socceroos coach, I mean, a really big tactical shift, wasn't there, in the last few minutes. He changed the keeper. He brought on Matty Ryan, the veteran who came out to keep goal during the penalty shootout. We're going to be talking about that for years to come, aren't we?
We definitely are, and it's going to be one of those hypothetical what-if moments, because Patrick Beach, who's kept for Australia this entire tournament and today was brilliant again. He saved what looked to be almost a certain goal from Egypt with just moments remaining in normal time. And with just 2 minutes to go of extra time, they made that substitution. Popovic brought on Australia's captain, Matt Ryan. He's a veteran. And unfortunately for Australia and for Socceroos fans, he wasn't able to save any of Egypt's four penalty shots. And it's a hypothetical. We don't know what might have been had Patrick Beach been in goals, but we know all tournament he was saving practically everything. He only let in three goals in four games.
I mean, these are talking points that literally do go on for decades. That is so traumatising to crash out after a penalty shootout. And maybe a couple of other tactical decisions in the shootout itself. Harry Soutar, he's your central defender, of course. He took the first penalty. Now, you don't normally get your central defender to take the first penalty. You generally rely on an attacker who's used to putting the ball in the back of the net. What did you make of that?
Well, what I thought was it was Harry Soutar. He's captained the Socceroos throughout this tournament, and he wanted to step up and he wanted to set the tone for the team. So I thoroughly understand it. He had a brilliant game. He's had a brilliant tournament. And so I think in that respect, the decision makes sense because he wanted to be the guy. He wanted to set the tone and set the standard for Australia. Unfortunately, his shot went high, so the moment got the better of him, but you can't fault him for wanting to take the penalty.
And I don't want to focus on who missed the penalties because, you know, that's cruel. But another of the penalty takers was an 18-year-old, Lucas Harrington. I mean, again, a lot of pressure to put on the shoulders of a very young man.
It was extraordinary, and I think there were gasps, you know, in the press box when he stepped up because, as you say, he's 18 years old. But what we do know about Lucas Harrington is he's got ice in his veins. And I don't think anyone's going to be in this situation taking a penalty, particularly in the first four or five penalties, who doesn't have the support of the coach and doesn't want to say, I want to do this, I need to do this. I think that's the most important thing with penalties is that you have to want to take it. And he's been amazing this tournament. He's so cool, calm and collected for an 18-year-old, and he obviously wanted this moment as well. And his shot hit the crossbar. It could have been, you know, it's one of those, you know, centimetre sort of differences in sport that things hinge on so often.
It's always about the margins, isn't it? Just give us a sense, David, as we leave you there in Dallas to get some reaction from the Socceroos fans. They'll be devastated, of course. Your sense of how they've done this tournament. I think it's, am I right in saying they still have not won a knockout game at the World Cup?
No, that's right. This is their third knockout game. They've never won one, but, you know, they've played fantastically this tournament. They've got better and better. They had one very poor half against the United States, which, you know, in the end, it didn't cost them because they made it through to the knockout stage. But, you know, they were magnificent today. I mean, it was a very even game. They had their chances and Egypt had their chances. And, you know, that's the nature of the sport, as you know so well. You know, you can be the better team on the day and still lose. I don't think the Socceroos were the better team on the day. I think it was a very even performance and it was kind of fitting it came down to penalties.
Oh, it really was. David Mark, you've kept us up to speed on the World Cup throughout. Thank you so much for joining us on the program, David.
Thanks, Nick, and good luck to England.
Oh, well, thank you very much. David Mark, a friend of the program and also the husband of our executive producer.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.